You.
In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Mac Energy has welcomed a decision by the Independent Planning Commission to approve an extension and expansion of its Mount Pleasant coal mine at Muswellbrook. The project's approval will extend the mine life of Mount Pleasant from 2026 to 2048. The project will see a gradual and staged increase in mining activity at Mount Pleasant within a consolidated mine area. In a statement, the company says this will see mining activity moving away from the town of Muswellbrook. It says local operational job numbers will increase from 380 to 830 at peak production, with over $1 billion of additional capital invested in the mine in the coming years. There's anger in the local Aboriginal community this morning over the desecration of artefacts on culturally significant land in Muswellbrook. The Wanneroo Land Council invited the Hunter Valley Newsroom to the common site yesterday afternoon after a grandmother tree was recently cut down by vandals. We witnessed a wide range of rubbish dumped on the site, ranging from alcohol containers to tyres and an old treadmill. The common has long been a place where people have illegally dumped old cars and set them alight. Auntie Jean from the Wanneroo Land Council says they've had enough and will start prosecuting those responsible.
Please stop. It's not just for Aboriginal people. It is for non-Aboriginal people to come up here, take their dogs for a walk, just enjoy the land. It's not just for us. It's for everybody. And if we don't take a stand like we are today and put it out there, then it's not going to stop. And this is not going to be our first and last meeting. And we're going to continue on with it. And hopefully we can get the support of the community in stopping this.
The state government is refusing to commit to urgently upgrading inappropriate bathroom facilities at an Upper Hunter fire station. Yesterday afternoon, Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook inspected the single toilet and shower shared by female and male firefighters at the Singleton fire station. Staff have been calling for a demountable bathroom block to be urgently placed at the rear of the 1915 built facility. But Ms Cook says that's a call for Fire and Rescue New South Wales management to make.
It's important going into the future that all of our fire stations are fit for purpose. And we're seeing increasing numbers of women join the Fire and Rescue New South Wales ranks. In fact, we believe that we have the highest number of female firefighters of any service in Australia, and that's something to be very proud of. We've got to make sure that we continue that investment into the future. I'm proud of the $50 million we've secured so far. I look forward to visiting with Dave very shortly, have a look at it for myself, and we'll carry on from there.
Singleton Council says it's been forced to take action against a local pub owner for illegally hanging a big Australian flag on its roof. Council has written to the owner of the Caledonian Hotel, warning him to take down the flag within 28 days, or they'll remove it and issue a fine of up to $500,000. Council General Manager Jason Lenane says it's simply following the law.
It is heritage-listed building. Heritage-listed buildings do require via our legislation, our local government plan, to have approvals on certain types of work. What's been undertaken on this building falls within that characterisation. Council did not instigate the matter. It was brought to our attention by members of the public. We're obligated to do the appropriate follow-up to make sure we meet our regulatory responsibilities.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
The halves merry-go-round at the Knights is continuing following the departure of Mitchell Pearce in 2021. The club has confirmed it's just signed Brisbane half Tyson Gamble. The 25-year-old has agreed to terms for the next two seasons. Anthony Milford, who played a large part of this year in the number 6 jersey, is headed back up to Queensland to link with his former coach Wayne Bennett at the Dolphins. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather. Brought to you